and for your glory I was made. Use this vessel, Lord, as you choose, and let my life, let it praise you. Speak to our hearts on this morning, Lord God. We wait on thee. We ask in the name of Jesus that someone be healed by the declaring of your word today. We ask in the name of Jesus that someone be set free by the declaring of your word on today. We ask, Lord God, that someone be saved, be filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost by the declaring of your word, and they're grabbing hold of it by faith. We thank you in advance for these blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. There is a name. 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 Precious name. Bless that name. Oh, Jesus, there is a name. Oh, Jesus, there is a name.
Help me lift that chorus if you would.
There is a name. There is a name. There is a name. There is a name. Precious name. Bless that name. Oh, Jesus, there is a name. Oh, there is a name.
Salvation's in the name. Salvation is in the name. Salvation is in the name. Salvation is in the name. Precious name. Bless that name. Oh, Jesus, there is a name. Oh, Jesus, there is a name. There's healing in the name. Healing in the name.
Yes.
Healing in the name. There is healing in the name. Precious name. Bless that name. Oh, Jesus, there is a name. Oh, Jesus, there is a name.
Deliverance is in the name.
Oh, yes.
Deliverance is in the name.
All in the name.
Deliverance is in the name. Deliverance is in the name. Precious name. Bless that name. Oh, Jesus, there is a name. Oh, Jesus,
There is a name. There's power in the name. Power is in the name. There's power in the name. There's power in the name. Precious name.
We bless you.
Bless that name. Oh, Jesus, there is a name. Oh, Jesus, there is a name.
Does anybody love the name?
Anybody love the name?
Anybody love the name? Anybody love the name? Precious name. Bless that name. Oh, Jesus, there is a name. Oh, Jesus, there is a name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
There's power. In the name of Jesus. Healing, deliverance, salvation, redemption, justification. It's in the name of Jesus. That's what I want to talk about on this morning. The name. The name. I'm so glad I know the name. So glad I know the name.
Glad I know the name. So glad I know the name.
Precious name. Bless that name.
Oh, Jesus. There is a name.
Oh, Jesus.
There is a name.
And because I know the name, I'll never be the same.
Because I know his name, I will never be the same. Because I know his name, precious name. Bless that name. Oh, Jesus, there is a name. Oh, Jesus, there is a name.
Walk with me to Psalms 104, if you would. Hallelujah. We're living in a day and a time where the world at large, and even the religious world, don't mind you mentioning God. But they have a problem with the name of Jesus. They have a problem with you identifying God by his name. It's not a new problem. Your Bible speaks about Saul on the road to Damascus. In the book of Acts, and he had an encounter with the Lord. He thought he was working for God, and he had an encounter with the Lord, and the Lord called out from heaven and called Saul by name and said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? One good thing I can say about Saul before his conversion, he knew the voice of the Lord. He just didn't know his name. Because he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" He didn't say, "Who is this?" He knew the voice of the Lord. And the Lord spoke from heaven and said, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the prick or the goad." So we have biblical record of instances where people had to get an understanding of the name of the Lord. They had to get an understanding and a revelation of the name of God. Through Old Testament times, God revealed himself in diverse manners and in diverse ways. And when God fulfilled a specific need for our brethren, the children of Israel, in God's history, he allowed himself to be called different names for the condition that he met in their lives. Jehovah this and Jehovah that, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Rapha, and so on. But it always is the Lord our, whatever. But the Lord God is who he is. He's God. He is the Lord. But he wants men and women and boys and girls to know him personally by his name. Psalms 104 in verse number 1. I have the Amplified version of the scriptures this morning, and here's what it says. It says, "Bless affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty." Excuse me. Now, the psalmist here is extolling the name of God. He is extolling the Lord. He is affectionately and gratefully praising the Lord from his soul. Now, if there was any people on the face of the earth that had a right and a privilege and a responsibility to praise the Lord affectionately, in appreciation and grateful to the Lord from the depths of our soul, is us. We should praise God just because he is God. We should extol him. There's an exclamation point after "Oh my soul" in this version. He says, "My soul, from the depths of my being, I praise God." I'm grateful to God just for being the Lord. He said, "Lord, you're very great. God, you're very great. And you are clothed with honor." God is dressed in honor. He's dressed in majesty. In this verse, the word honor means grandeur. God is dressed in grandeur. Excuse me. He is an imposing form and appearance. God, you are awesome. God is dressed in beauty. God is dressed in comeliness and excellency. God is dressed in glorious glory and goodly honor and majesty. God is dressed in that. So when we get a view of God through the eyes of our faith, it should cause us to bless him continuously. It should cause us, and especially since we are intimate with God and he has revealed to us his name, we ought to have a blessing from our soul to God at all times. No wonder the scripture says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. The individual who wrote that didn't have a casual, laissez-faire relationship with God. But this individual, I believe it was David, he has been through some things with God. He saw God work in his life, and he saw God work in ways that nobody can get the credit but God. He saw God deliver him from Goliath. He saw God deliver him out of the hands of kings. He saw God place him in a place of authority. So David understood what God has done in his life. I wonder if there's anybody here this morning, you can think back about just some of the things, a few of the things that God has done for you as an individual, what he's doing for you even right now. You may not understand what you're going through, but David said, I'll bless him at all times. If you have been walking with God for any amount of time, you know that God has never left us. He said in his word, I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you. On your worst day, God is still there. On your worst day, God cannot be blamed for anything. So if anything should come from my soul, listen, you got to command your soul sometime, because your flesh is never going to want to bless God. Your circumstances will try to make you to accuse God. But in the depths of your very soul, there ought to be a great praise unto God. That's why the psalmist said, bless affectionately. You got to have some affection for God. You just can't be a friend of God. You got to be in love with God. That's right. You got to be in love with God, because he is definitely in love with you. Listen, he looked past all of our faults. He looked past all of our sin and all of our iniquity. Your Bible said God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God loved us enough to come down as Jesus Christ and allow himself to be beaten, tortured, and humiliated for all the sin of the world. So we ought to love God just like that. So he said, bless affectionately, greatly praise the Lord, O my soul. He said, Lord, O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty. And this word majesty means magnificent. We ought to tell God, God, you are magnificent. When the last time you had words from your soul or real praise out of the depths of your soul to God? Listen, you don't have to wait until God blesses you with this or God blesses you with that or God knocks some things off of your wish list. But the very fact that we're breathing right now, the very fact that we have a reasonable portion of health and strength, the very fact that we are secured in our mind according to the word of God, and as we walk with God, and because of the finished work of Calvary, we are secured and in where we are going when we leave here. I'm talking about when we leave this side of eternity. We have a seat in heaven. The Bible said that we're sitting in heavenly places right now in Christ Jesus. Yeah, I'm walking through down here. I'm going through down here. But I'm sitting, according to the word of God, I'm sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So then when I think about that, when I think about the promises of God, and every promise of God is yea and amen, I can stand on the word of God, and the word of God is solid enough for me to put all of my 200 and some odd pounds on it, and so can you. Every last one of us can stand on the word of God, because in this very word, God has declared that heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word will abide forever. So since God has secured us a place, since God has secured us a place in the mansion that Jesus is preparing, so I'll go through whatever I have to go through down here, because in fact, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm going through. I ain't staying here, and neither are you, but I got a home. I got a building that's not made with hands. I got the promises and the surety of Jesus himself. He said, I haven't lost one that you've given unto me except the son of perdition. I'm not the son of perdition, and neither are you. So if you're in Christ Jesus, there ought to be a continual praise in your heart. There ought to be a continual praise because you know where you're going. You have the confidence that if you go by way of the grave, or if you go by way of the rapture, you're going to wind up, glory to God, in the same place at the same time when the great rendezvous happens. So that ought to encourage your soul on your worst day. When everything looked like it's stacked against you, you got to look at what God has declared in his word. So this psalmist said, I will bless the Lord. He said, I'll affectionately bless him. Oh, my soul, God, you are clothed in majesty. You are clothed in honor. Jump to Psalm 113, verse number 1. Here's another encouragement. He said, praise the Lord. That's what he said. And in brackets it says, hallelujah. Another command, praise the Lord. So I wonder who has a praise for the Lord. Somebody might not have said nothing to God since you walked in the building. But I'm going to put a comma right here and give you an opportunity to bless God. Let me stand back for a minute. I want you to bless God, not because I'm telling you to bless God, but bless God because he deserves to be blessed. But praise God because he's good and his mercy endures forever. You ain't breathing on your own. You ain't moving on your own. It's by the very life of God, the very blood of God, the very power and word of God that we're yet here. How dare some of us sit like a bumper on a log and act like we're doing God a favor. I hear the Bible said if God would mark iniquity, who could stand? Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. So what? You're having trouble. Trouble don't last always. So what? You're having difficulty. Difficulty don't last always. I'll yet praise him, for God is good and his mercy endures forever. Listen, my end and your end before Jesus came was hell. But thank God he went to hell for us. Glory, hallelujah. I ain't got to go, and you ain't got to go. So I have always a reason to bless God. Hallelujah. So Psalm 113 encourages us to bless the Lord. He said, praise, O servants of the Lord. How many servants of the Lord is here in the building? So there ought to be a praise. There ought to be spontaneous praise. Every time we get up out the bed, every time we wake up, we ought to wake up, glory, hallelujah, with a praise to our God. Glory, hallelujah, because we're in a win-win situation. If I wake up, I'm in his presence. If I don't wake up, I'm in his presence. Glory, hallelujah. Who wouldn't praise a God like that? Glory. Don't you know that we have eternal life on the inside? How you gonna kill life? Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I looked up that word name, the name of the Lord. That name means honor. That name means authority. That word name, it means a character. Listen, when you look at the honor that God deserves, everything that was made by the very power and the word of God. I was created, and so were you. Listen here, young folks, you trying to find yourself, and some of us older folks still trying to find ourselves. We don't understand what our purpose is. Well, you're in the right place this morning. You were created to praise God. You were created to worship God. You were created to live a life that gives God glory, that gives God honor, that gives God praise. That's why you're here. You ain't here to be famous. You ain't here to be down with him and down with her. You better be down with Jesus. You hear what I said? God has a purpose for allowing you to be here, and his purpose is that he might get some glory out of all of our lives. Let me get here. Let me get here. He says, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forever. We ought to bless God until we ain't got no more breath. Glory. Hallelujah. Listen, we need to change the way we think. We need to change our mindset. If I spend more time blessing God, I'll spend less time complaining about my situation and complaining about your situation. I don't need to call you and tell you what I'm going through, and you don't need to call me or text me and tell me what you're going through, but send up a text to Jesus. Send a call up to Jesus. Get me on a conference call. If you call me, let's call on God together and let's send our petitions. I hear your Bible said that his ear is always open unto the cry of his people. So we might as well call somebody. We might as well tell somebody who can fix the situation, because I don't need you patting on me when I'm going through my misery, and you don't need me patting on you, but we need to beat feet to the throne of God and cry out to God and say, Lord, have mercy. God, we can, if we look in God's word and see what he has done for his people, he's the very same God. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. So when we get in trouble, don't panic, just praise. When we get in trouble, don't break the glass. In case of emergency, call on God. And you ain't got to call loud if you don't want to, because he's never left you. His word says he'll never leave you, neither will he forsake you. Just say, God, I know you're here. I know this problem. I know this situation didn't take you by surprise, because nothing escapes God. But Lord, grant me the grace to go through it the same way that you would go through it. I hear the Bible said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. When Jesus walked the face of the earth, he walked in honor. He walked in integrity. He walked in righteousness. He walked in power and authority that he had from heaven. And he walked displaying the very character of God himself, because he is God manifested in the flesh. The Bible said Jesus Christ is the image. He is the image of the invisible God. So if you want to see God, look at Jesus. And Jesus said, even while he was here on his earthly ministry, he said, I know that the Father hears me because I do everything that please him. Jesus said, I can get a prayer through because everything that I do, my whole purpose is to please God. And when we live our lives in that manner, when we live our lives in that way, we can say with confidence, not arrogance, there's a difference. But when we're living according to the will of God, and when all of our ways please God, he said he'll make your enemies to be at peace with you. So when we're walking and honoring God the way God wants us to honor him, he will hear our prayer. He will hear our prayer, and he will answer our prayer. That's a part of his name, because his honor is at stake. His honor, his reputation is at stake. And when God sees us walking in alignment with his word and according to his will, then God, when God gets ready, we used to say, you got to move. Listen, not only do you got to move, but situations have to move when God gets ready. But sometimes God will allow a situation to hang on for a little while. It seems to us like a long time, but when God says enough, situations have to break down, circumstances have to dissolve. But what he wants us to do sometimes is to prove to us what's in us. God don't need no fair weather. Oh, God, saints, he don't need people that can praise him when your cupboards are full. Glory, hallelujah, anybody can praise God when your freezer is full and your shelves are running over and your gas tank is always past full and you got more credit cards than the law allow. It's easy to praise God, but when you're down to a neck bone and half a jar of mayonnaise, where's your praise then? Glory, hallelujah, when you don't know if you can get a bus token or you can get access services, where's your praise then? Listen, I hear the Bible said that a man's life does not consist of the things that he possess. So I'm going to praise God. Wait a minute. When we were living now on Skid Row, I was still praising God with a three-legged pot that plugs into the wall. So what would I? So am I going to change now? No. I'll bless the Lord at all times. And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. People had a problem with the name of Jesus. Listen, we're living in a day. I remember there was a Navy chaplain. He was catching a whole lot of flack because he was teaching and preaching in the name of Jesus. I called the White House. Oh, yes, I did. I called the White House and lifted my voice. I said, let that chaplain teach in the name of Jesus. I don't know if they let them or not, but I wasn't going to sign on to somebody being silenced for declaring the name of Jesus. This was the same problem that Peter and John had in the book of Acts when they went into the temple about the hour to pray. There was a man there. He was over 40 years old, and he was crippled from his birth, and this man would beg alms. He would beg, and then when he saw Peter and John getting ready to go in the temple, and guess where they were going? They were going to prayer meeting. Glory. I put that plug in there. They will go into prayer meeting. How many of us will come to prayer meeting? Will we get stopped on the way, or will we stop ourselves? But anyway, back to Peter and John. They were going into the temple to pray, as was their custom. And the man said he was looking at them. He was begging. He was bumming. He was panhandling. I know a little something about that, because that's what I did. Glory. Hallelujah. But Peter and John, Peter said, look on us. Look on us. Who has the audacity and the godly courage to tell somebody that's looking for one thing to give them what they really need? And what they needed was Jesus. So Peter looked at this man who was crippled and said, look on us. And he looked, he thought he was going to get some coins. He thought he was going to get his next meal. But Peter said, silver and gold have I none. But in the name, in the honor, in the authority, and in the character of Jesus Christ, took that man, he took him by the hand and said, rise up and walk. And let me tell you what the man did. The man didn't run out the temple. The man followed them to church. And when he got to the temple, the man was jumping. He was praising. And all the folks in the temple said, wait a minute. Ain't that that bum that used to be out there? And how in the world is this bum jumping up and praising God? After they saw him praising, it got real noisy. Because the chief priests, the word spread. There's a ruckus down there in the temple. Them folks are praising God like they out of their mind. Would to God our neighbors at the shoe store, they open on Sundays. Would to God our neighbors at the shoe store would call the police with a noise complaint. Them folks over there in that building right there, they making all kind of noise. They all out in the parking lot. They stopping traffic because they got their hands up and they're praising God. That's what happened. And then the chief priests, and they came and they said, what in the world is going on? And Peter and John, glory, hallelujah, didn't get the big head. Glory, they didn't get the big head. While the people were gathering around like they were some great, Peter said, no, don't get it twisted. Don't look on us we have done some great thing. But there was an opportunity for them to declare the name of Jesus. And he said, ye men, woo, he had some boldness because he had received the Holy Ghost in the upper room. And I remember Jesus said, when you are strengthened, when you are converted, strengthen the brethren. So Peter was preaching to the brethren. He said, ye men of Israel, don't look on us like we've done some great thing under our own strength or under our own power, but be it known to you and all Israel that this same Jesus who you took to trial, this same Jesus who you lied against, this same Jesus who you said crucify him. Listen, Pilate wanted to let him go, but you wanted a thug, you wanted a murderer, you wanted Barabbas instead of Jesus. Look at how sick the human mind is. Instead of the King of Kings, they say, give us a thug. They said, oh God, young people, you don't need no thugs. Glory, hallelujah, you don't need no gangsters. You don't need no bankers. You need Jesus. That's what you need. But the mindset of the people was, give us Barabbas. So Peter said, that's what y'all did. And you crucified the Lord of glory. But being known to every last one of you under the sound of my voice, that through Jesus, through God sending him and dying on the cross and allowing him with power to get up on the third day, this man is standing here in front of you whole because it's in the name of Jesus. The whole church, the whole synagogue went up, but there was some haters in the crowd. Yes, there was, and there's some haters in here. What do you mean, hating? God's been good to you. God's been kind to you. God's been merciful to you. And here you sitting on God like he ain't done nothing for you. You ain't sleep outside last night. And listen, you might not have had the meal that you wanted to have, but oatmeal is better than no meal. You ain't starving. You might not have the car that you want, but you got a car, or your mama got a car, your daddy got a car, and you, God ain't no Santa Claus. So then, they arrested them boys. But wait a minute, look at God. Before they arrested them, 5,000, it said 5,000 were added to the church. I don't know if it was the 3,000 plus 2,000 more, but it said 5,000 was added. So, glory to God, who has the courage in 2015 to declare the name of Jesus, even if I have to get locked up? Glory, hallelujah. Peter and John got locked up, but
2,000 folks got set free. Glory. Hallelujah. So lock me up. Lock me up if I can set somebody free. So they threatened them. They brought them before the Sanhedrin and the high priest and said, now wait a minute. At least they had some wisdom. They said, now we can't doubt that this was a miracle. This man is like over 40 years old. So what are we going to do? And see, they were shaking in their boots because the Bible said while they were discussing it, they put the apostles out because they didn't want to seem helpless. But God already peeped their whole card. God already said, y'all can't do nothing with God. It's foolish to think you can fight and oppose God and win. So they said, all right, we're going to try to get our bluff in. So they brought them back into the Sanhedrin and said, well, it's true that a miracle has been done, but this is what we're going to tell y'all. We're going to let y'all go this time, but don't you teach, don't you preach, don't you declare no more about the name of Jesus. What are you going to do if the popo come to your house and put you in handcuffs because you were passing out tracts? Glory, hallelujah. What you going to do? And they tell you, all right, we're going to release you on OR, on your own reconnaissance, but you have to sign this form and let everybody know that you will not any longer dispense or go about and talk about the name of Jesus. Peter and John stood flat-footed in the name of Jesus and in the authority and in the character and in the honor. They said, now you decide, Sanhedrin, you decide, public religious officials and civil officials, should we obey you or should we obey God? Well, we already know what you're going to do. I can imagine, he said, get my cell ready, because as soon as I get out of here, I'm going to talk about Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Get one ready for me. Get the Twin Towers ready for me. Get a lamp post ready for me. Glory, hallelujah. Because as soon as you let me go, I'm going to tell somebody, I'm going to tell the guards and everybody about Jesus. So they threatened him, but the threat didn't stick. And so they went and glory, hallelujah. I believe some saints were praying somewhere. Because when they went back to the saints, the saints will say, oh man, what happened? No. The saints, Peter and John testified, and they said, look what God has done. Now you talk about a testimony service. Glory, hallelujah. That's a testimony service. When you testify to the power and the authority and the character of the name of the Lord, Peter and John said, this is what they told us. But let me tell you what we told them. Glory, hallelujah. They told us to shut up, and we couldn't keep it to ourselves. They told us they was going to put us in jail. We said, all right, get that same cell ready for me. So God, while they were there in the room, their testimony encouraged the saints. And then it changed. The service changed from a testimony service to a prayer meeting. Because then they got to praying and thanking God that they were counted worthy to suffer for the name, to suffer for the honor, to suffer for the authority, to suffer for the character of Jesus Christ. And they asked God, they said, God, grant to your servants boldness that we might speak a word in your name. God, here's my prayer. Y'all, wait, excuse me while I pray for a moment. God, grant to your servants in 2015 of the Apostolic Faith Home Assembly boldness, God, to speak in your name. Bear boldness, God, to live according to your will. The Bible said that when they prayed that prayer, the place where they were gathered together was shaken. Sin, we just got finished a revival, but I want to see some shaking after the revival. I want to see God shake this place like never before. And what will get God to move if we declare his name? How you going to declare his name? Live in agreement with his name. Work in agreement with his name. Behave yourself with honor and the same character of the name of Jesus. Who's going to lift up the name? Who's going to lift up the name? That I didn't have that in notes. It ain't in the notes. It's in the name. Glory. Hallelujah. It's in the name. Now watch. I'm chopping this up. But I want to move here. Move to Luke. I got some other stuff in Psalms, but I might share it on Bible class. I might. So if this is one of the times that you rarely come out, don't get upset if I don't. I said I might. All right, I just put that out there. Because some folks don't come unless it's a promise of expectancy. But every time we open up the Word of God, we hear from God. So we need to come all the time. Okay, I'll say amen to that. We can see all y'all on Tuesday if you ain't working. Or if you don't have, watch this, a reasonable, valid excuse. Do you got some Bible for that? I sure do. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Huh? And even so, as the manner of some is, and even so, as you see the day approaching. What day? The day of the consummation of all things. We getting ready to get up out of here. Ain't no time to cut class. No, you can't get no notes. You can't copy off my paper. You got to be in class. Brother Man and I have a joke. When we golf, he gets the same score on a hole that I get. I say, he copying off my paper. So that was a joke there. Doc can appreciate that too. But you can't copy off nobody's paper. Scripture says, save yourself from this untoward generation. Huh? You got to save yourself. You need to get the word for yourself. Because you're going to have to give an account for yourself. I done preached out my cufflinks. I got one short sleeve, one long sleeve. That's all right. I might start something new, huh? Amen. I don't mind. But watch this here. Watch this here. This is very, 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 very critical. Because one of the things that I learned when I attended my undergrad at Biola University, it's a private Christian school, all truth is God's truth. I learned that. And that stuck with me. Luke 9 and 49. We have to be careful about labeling, discounting, or disapproving of people who are sincerely working for God. Huh? They might not have the revelation that we have yet. But can I point you to Cornelius? Huh? Can I point you to Cornelius? Huh? So here is the situation. Yes, we are to declare the name of the Lord. Yes, we are to live and walk in the honor and the authority and the character of the Lord. But let's not get beside ourselves. Because look at Luke 9:49. John said, Master, we saw a man driving out demons in your name, in your authority, huh? In your character, and in your honor. We saw a man driving out demons in your name, and we commanded him to stop it. for he does not follow along with us. He don't belong to the same denomination that we do. He don't follow with us. But he was using the name. Got real quiet in here. Are you in your Bible? But Jesus told him, do not forbid such people. You see that? For whoever is not against you is for you. Now, evidently, they were doing something because they said, we saw him driving out demons in your name. But because they weren't with us, heaven's a big place. All right? You can carry that with you in a to-go bag. Now watch this. Now, when the time was almost come for Jesus to be received up to heaven, he steadfastly determinedly set his face to go to Jerusalem. All right? And he sent messengers before him, and they reached and entered a Samaritan village to make things ready for him. But the people would not welcome or receive or accept him because his face was set as if he was going to Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, observed this, they said, Lord, do you wish us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elijah did? They had the wrong idea. They had the wrong idea. They had the wrong idea on one side, and now they got the wrong idea on another side. Can I just say, sometimes we get the wrong idea. That's not acting in the name. That's not acting in the authority or the honor or the character of the Lord. Get them, Lord. No, ain't no get them. You didn't get God. So why you want somebody else to get God? What you got was grace. Don't they deserve grace? Or is grace just for you? It's grace. He said, my grace is sufficient. He didn't say my grace is sufficient just for you and yours. All right, I have to get the car keys. I know I'm gonna have to go in a minute. Here's what he said in verse 54. And when his disciples, James and John, observed this, they said, Lord, do you wish us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elijah did? But he turned and rebuked. Do apostles get rebuked? Oh, yes, they do. Okay, all right. You can read what it, I'll finish that. Do pastors get rebuked? Yes, we do. Do ministers get rebuked? Yes, we do. Do saints get rebuked? That was few. But it's the Lord that does the rebuking. His word is sufficient to handle all of us, no matter what capacity we serve in. But he turned and rebuked and severely censured them. He said, you do not know of what sort of spirit you are. He said, look, you ain't acting in the honor. You're not acting in the authority or the character of the Lord. God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So if they don't believe you, if they don't believe you when you share the message, don't condemn them to hell. You may just be the planter. Somebody else come along will be the waterer. And then when God gets ready, he's going to give the increase. You don't know what stage you're in. And if you see them doing their work for God, don't criticize. Pray. God's kingdom is big enough for everybody that he wants to get in, to get in. And God didn't make us the saint police. He didn't make us the kingdom police. Nobody's going to have to pass our approval to get in. We all going to need the approval of God. the honor, the authority, and the character of the Lord is wrapped up in his name. That's what his name represents. His name represents honor. His name represents authority. His name represents character. And it's all found in Jesus and how it is unfolded in the very word of God. So God's not willing that any should perish. He ain't calling down fire yet. So you're not heaven's fire department. He ain't calling down fire yet. It's grace now. And what's our responsibility? We've been given the ministry of reconciliation. We are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. And what does an ambassador do? Ambassador represents his country. What country are we representing? Not the United States of America. We are representing the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. And when I was overseas, one of the first things I found out was, where is the American embassy? Because if the balloon goes up, that was an expression that we had in the Army, you got to know where you are. And I didn't know when I first got to South Korea in the late 70s that they had air raid drills. I didn't know that. So I'm shopping on a Saturday in Seoul, South Korea, and I'm about from here to Redondo in Figueroa from the base. And all of a sudden, I hear sirens, and I see vehicles pulling over off the street, buses, cars, and cabs. And I see people getting off the streets and running into stores and buildings. First thing I start doing, I start running back toward the base, because your mind can play some tricks on you. I knew I heard planes. It wasn't a plane in the sky. Huh? But because I saw the people moving and the cars pulling over, I said, uh-oh, something done jumped off. So I'm running back to get my M16. Huh? I'm running back to the base because, mind you, I wasn't saved. All right? My mentality was, I ain't dying over here unless I take somebody with me. That was my mentality. So I'm running back toward the base, and someone pulls me into a store. I said, man, air raid drill. I said, all right, I'm cool. All right. Didn't nobody see me running that day. I'm cool. I said that to say this. I was in a foreign country, right? And somebody had to pull my coat and tell me what was really going on. This place is not our home, huh? We're in a foreign country. We are operating as ambassadors. People are dying all around us. We got to pull somebody's coat and said, on Sundays, we have air raid drills. But one day, it's going to be an air raid for real. Huh? You're going to look up, and we're going to be gone. But as an ambassador, we come to grant you diplomatic immunity and free access to the kingdom of heaven. And the way you can get in is through the name of Jesus. That's why we got to declare the name of Jesus. We have the authority. We have the character and the honor to declare his name. So let's declare his name and how we live. So let our life be backed up to the word of God. Amen? I'll stop. The honor and authority and character of the Lord is in his name and what his name represents. I'll probably hit that again because I just scratched a surface on that. But then I got some more scriptures. But, oh, hey, we don't have 1 o'clock service anymore. Y'all want to stay? Oh, no. That's all right. But the Lord is not willing. This altar call now. The Lord is not willing that any should perish. The Bible says in that fourth chapter of Acts, around that 12th verse, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name given, no other name given I won't read it. I got it in my notes. It bears reading. Because sometimes you get excited, well, I get excited, and sometimes I quote it. And there is salvation in and through no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which and in which we must be saved than the name of Jesus. If you're here this morning and you haven't been saved, I got good news for you. You can be saved today. All you got to do is repent. Have a change of heart, a change of mind, a change of direction, and surrender to God. Surrender to the will of God. Surrender to the way of God. Surrender to the purpose of God in your life. We, once you repent, will baptize you in water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. God has promised to give you the gift of the Holy Ghost. When you get the Holy Ghost, you got the name. You got the power, you got the authority, you got the character, you got the spirit of the living God in you. You then have the capacity to fulfill the word of God in your own life. All it takes is faith. Faith to believe the gospel, faith to believe the report, faith to obey it. Scripture says God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Reach out by faith and receive what God has for you. Are you here this morning? Young or old, man, woman, boy, or girl, God wants you to operate in his authority. God wants you to operate in his honor. God wants you to operate in his character. You can't do that without his spirit. But when you get his spirit, you can operate in the full capacity as God wants us to operate. And that authority, and that power, and that character is in the name of Jesus. God is who he is. God is what he is. The Lord is who and what he is. But his name is Jesus.
Yes.
His name is Jesus. I'm a brother. That's my sister. That's my blood sister. We got the same mother, same father. I'm a brother. I'm a husband. My wife was here. Where's she at? But y'all know I'm a husband, right? But my name is Marcus.
Yes.
So no matter what capacity I serve in, I have a name.
Yes.
And God has a name, and He has revealed to us His name. And we have the authority and the honor, the privilege, and the character to operate in His name. Will you accept the name today? Will you accept the salvation that's only in his name? Are you here this morning? Will you come? If you're here and you need prayer for any reason, come on now. Don't hesitate. Don't worry about who's here, who's not here, who's looking, who's not looking. If you know you need prayer, come. Come in faith, believing. Come in faith, believing. And you shall receive what God has for you according to his word.
Hallelujah.
All right. Nobody needs prayer. Everybody's ready to go to heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
Y'all, everybody ready? Y'all ready to clock out, huh? All right. All right. You and God know if you're ready.
Thank you, Lord.
You and God know if you're ready.